Blog Talk Radio.
The righteous man, the sort of people invite this man to make newer policies. The same laws they never will see, except to support righteous man. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Oh Lord, can't believe I voted for him. Steady from the troops back. Now the man's condoning torture. It's not that I expected much. I knew he'd be a puppet. I just wanted so badly to believe that he wasn't heartless. But his whole committee, Madison Avenue, treason ready, passing bills, leaving Joe the plumber in Tent City. Mr. President, if I could ask you one simple question, is how could you make Timothy Guyton the head of the Treasury? You know what? Never mind, I get it. You don't even have to say. You're just a spokesman, right? Same snake, new face. Ain't the Hope for Change campaign. Seriously, that was clever. Cause hope is just a word, and you're the best lie ever. That's 16 months. And to start bringing him back, but you haven't even signed it. Now you're trying to pass a draft. You said you cared about our families, but now it's clear to see that you don't give a fuck about us. All you care about is wealth, not peace, not dreams. Certainly not me, but I don't see you as my chief. You're just a white collar thief, another Tavistock production, trilateral connection, a Bilderberg commercial, and kissing just little messenger. I heard you with Kennedy, yes. I'm thinking more like Mussolini with the youth brigades and Stasi. I just call him and I see him. So yes, we can, yes, we can, yes, we can. What? I just got one more question. Hey, Obama, what are you taking?
You're the righteous man. The sort of people invite this man to make newer policies. The same laws they never will see, except to support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Yeah, a black man in a white place, yo. The Uncle Tom of my space, yeah. Yo, I'm glad I went and said it. I'll say it and I'll say it loud, yo. Fuck the president. No sucker boo, this silly cat's trying to rob you.
Yo, say what? Yo, what you mean he trying to get us? An intelligent black man, I think you're jealous.
Yo, sucker, please go do your research. The Big New and Kissinger were his teachers.
Yo, why you gotta go and hate on a brother? You know that's what they want us to do to each other.
Yo, true that, but the truth takes precedence. All anyone can really do is weigh the evidence.
And if you can't see the Wall Street cronies claiming all the turf for themselves and they homies, then you about to get jacked for your home. When you out on the street and you can't get alone, and catch you thinking, would you do it again? Give your vote to a black man just because he said he was a righteous man.
The sort of people invite this man to make newer policies. The same laws you never will see, except to support righteous men. Why did the people invite this man to make newer policies? Somebody help me please understand.
Oh, no, you're not a righteous man, no, no. Oh, no, you're not a righteous man, no.
While you're awake, don't forget the right. We'll think of you every day and night.
Bye-bye, so long, farewell. Bye-bye, so long.
See you in November. See you when your term is through.
Yeah.
We work every day and night.
Bye, baby, goodbye. Bye, baby, goodbye. Bye, baby, goodbye.
September 15th, yeah, 2011 AD, we're here in beautiful Old Town Alexandria, Virginia, Washington, D.C., just across the Potomac, United States of America, planet Earth, third planet from the sun. I'm your host, Dr. C. Robert Jones, and this is the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Some are saying to me today, as I laugh out loud with glee, at every opportunity, I'm standing in the grocery line. Ha, 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 ha. I'm doing the laundry. Ha, 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 ha. Oh, I'm walking the dog. Oh, what else was I doing today? I was napping. I went... Yeah, and it's all because of the news today. The unemployment figures have gone up again. Now, there are those who will say, hey, Doc, what's up, man? Why are you cheering for unemployment? For the unemployment numbers to rise? That's not right. It's not proper. Well, I say desperate times call for desperate measures. That's what I say. Desperate times call for desperate measures, and I'm desperate right now. I want Barack Obama gone. Gone. November, next year. Let me make sure I got that squared away. Now, there's scandals brewing. The solar scandal threatens to engulf the White House. Impact election here. I'm reading right now on Fox News, my favorite website for news. The Daily Beast is saying that, boom, bombshell. General accuses White House of pressuring him to change his testimony for a Democrat donor. I'm seeing Obama saying really stupid things like, hey, I'd like to work my way around Congress. How many times has he said this? How many times has he implied that he'd like to bypass Congress? It's starting to sound a little creepy, isn't it? Starting to sound crazy. James Carville is chiming in. What should the White House do? Panic. Oh, Michelle's getting in on the act. Jobless claims have risen. Did I mention that? Mess after mess. Folks are calling, Democrats are calling for Obama to quit. Gallup poll just out today. Obama's approval sinks back into the 30s. But it's not going to be enough. Oh, yeah, I'm laughing, I'm chuckling, I'm digging the whole thing. I want the guy gone. Like my man Rush Limbaugh said just 2 years ago, I want the president to fail. And yeah, I get it all the time. Why would you want the president to fail? If the president fails, then America fails. Well, yeah, America will fail to become a socialist utopia for Barack Hussein Obama. The news is killing this guy. There's nothing going right for him all month long. Wow. Billions in unemployment benefits have been paid in error. And Obama wants to sink more money into paying unemployment money out. The news is not good. And saying things like he'd like to work his way around Congress, even if he's attempting to make a point, makes no sense at all. I'm citing an article here from The Examiner here in Washington, D.C. The article states, fast-growing opposition to his economic proposals and dimming prospects that Congress will pass other parts of his agenda, President Obama told an Hispanic group in Washington Wednesday that when it comes to issues of immigration, I'd like to work my way around Congress. That's the second time he's done that. In fact, the quote is right here. As I mentioned when I was at La Raza a few weeks back, I wish I had a magic wand and could make this all happen on my own, Obama told a meeting of Congressional Black Caucus, Hispanic Caucus. There are times where, until Nancy Pelosi is speaker again, I'd like to work my way around Congress. What kind of president says something bizarre like that? Why does he keep saying this? He said it 5 or 6 times. I can't quite count exactly how many times he said this very same thing, to the point where I think he actually believes it, that he'd like to work his way around Congress and do his own thing and be the black Kim Jong-il, our dear leader. President, what would we call him? Comrade Obama? But he did concede that we've got laws on the books that have to be upheld. Yeah, thanks, dude. We appreciate that. But right now, you're pretty much in deep shit. Excuse the language. Please. But a 4-star Air Force general who oversees Air Force Space Command walked into a highly secured room on Capitol Hill a week ago to give a classified briefing to lawmakers and staff and dropped a bombshell. Pressed by members, General William Shelton said the White House tried to pressure him to change his testimony to make it more favorable to a company tied to a large Democrat donor. Wow. Did anybody think that this was not going to happen? Exactly. Loki's in the room tonight. Glad to have you, Loki. When a man of your reputation comes in the room, it's a great pleasure and an honor. Hey, you're exactly right. He keeps saying it. He'd like to work his way around Congress. I think he will. I think that's his fondest desire. Think about this for a moment, folks, and we'll get back to the general in a moment. How many presidents in our lifetime have we actually heard say or gotten through the news wire that he'd like to work his way around Congress? That he'd like to do his own thing. Now, I have two minds of this. Either he's putting the blame on Congress by saying that he'd like to work around Congress because Congress won't let him do what he thinks is right, or that he would actually like to work his way around Congress. Either way, it's very dangerous. It's dangerous and it's scary for a president to make these kinds of statements, even though he prefaces it or follows up with, but we have laws on the books that need to be upheld. Of course we do. All of this should go without saying. No president should ever even suggest, to my mind, that he would like to bypass Congress. Just like no person should go around saying that they'd like to harm the president, because that those kinds of things are taken seriously. Oh, when a well-known wrestler stated that he'd like to get Obama in a headlock or punch him in the nose, he got a visit from the Secret Service. Because you just don't say stuff like that. You just don't. You don't talk about harming the president. Certainly not out loud. You can dream about it. Don't talk about it. Don't get out telling folks that kind of stuff. And just like that, you don't go around as president saying that you would like to bypass Congress. Or because basically you're saying that you'd like to bypass the Constitution. That the Constitution is restricting you from doing what you want to do. You're basically, you are telling the American people that the Constitution is preventing me from doing what I really want to do, which is take control of the government to lay down the law as I see fit, to decide which laws I want to uphold and which laws I want to bypass or ignore. You just don't say that. It's certainly not when you're a president who has an aura of not just liberalism, no, but the weight, the albatross, the anchor around your neck as being a socialist, a Marxist, when slowly but surely the information about your past is leaking out for all to see, that indeed you are a socialist, that you are a Marxist, and that you have been all this time. Socialism and Marxism call for a basic dictatorship. It's very dangerous. Not only is it dangerous for us, the citizens of this great nation, or should I say once great nation, but it's also dangerous for the president. Who knows what kind of weirdos and kooks are going to come out of the woodwork because he's saying stuff like he'd like to bypass the Constitution. We've got some nut jobs out there. We've got some militia folks hanging out in the woods listening to this kind of talk and thinking the worst. I mean, I don't know what they're thinking exactly, but it's the kind of stuff they feed off of. I do know that. So why even say something so stupid? I'm telling you right now, this guy's putting his foot in his mouth, saying really dumb things all the time. Probably didn't have that prompter going. Maybe he didn't have the prompter going, and that's why he started saying really dumb, crazy things. Pelosi's going around saying that losing Wiener's seat was good. Well, I think losing the seat tells a story. A seat that's been held by Democrats since 1922. All of a sudden, it goes Republican. Could that not be more of a rebuke to this president? Could it not be? Debbie Wasserman Schultz, head of the DNC, comes out 2 days ago and says, well, you know, that's a tough seat to hold on to. That's a tough district. We weren't really counting on holding that district. It's tough. Since when? Since 1922? Or since Obama started disrespecting the Jews and Netanyahu and the Jewish state? And all this whole gay marriage thing in New York, which most Orthodox Jews, if not all, not to a man, don't agree with. Loki says in the chat room, he's just saying what he wants. Exactly. And that's my problem with this whole thing. He's saying what he wants. There's some things you shouldn't say. You shouldn't yell fire in a crowded theater. You shouldn't yell that there are snakes on the plane or that you got a bomb strapped to your toes. And you shouldn't say, I would love to bypass Congress and do my own thing. You just don't say that. I'm sure there have been I'm sure every single president, I would suspect that many presidents would love to do exactly that. They'd love to bypass Congress and do their own thing. But you know what? They're checked by one, common sense, two, good decorum, three, more common sense, and four, that little thing called the Constitution of the United States of America. You just don't go around saying stupid stuff like that. It's bizarre. Barney Frank, well, Barney's come out more saying he wants more power from the banking industry because they're not doing things the way he wants them done. So he wants more and more power. He says it. He comes right out and says he wants more power. Those are his exact words. In order for him to dole things out appropriately. And Barney is a socialist too. Hey, we're going to take a short break. I can't help but laugh because Obama is putting his foot in his mouth and I'm enjoying every minute of it. And I do apologize for enjoying it so much. Perhaps I shouldn't. I'll be right back. You're on with the C. Robert Jones Conservative Report. The call in number is 347-884-8500. We'll be right back.
You can buy any of your heart desires.
Do you want to know how long I have waited for Barney Frank to say something stupid and for it to be put out over the news wire so I'd have an excuse to play the banking queen? I know we have a few Blog Talk hosts in the room tonight. Let me tell you something, guys. Get yourselves some copies of Paul Shanklin's Obama parodies. Some of you listen to Rush Limbaugh, my main man. I've been listening to Rush since 1988. And I have been a fan of Paul Shanklin since then. I've got every single Shanklin tune. Every one. Every parody. And I just got the new Paul Shanklin CD here. It's called Songs of the Revolution. Barack Hussein Obama's Songs of the Revolution. Get yourself a copy. It's like 13, 14 bucks. It's got 33 parodies on it. I have wanted to play some Paul Shanklin parodies for a long time. And thanks to my main man, State Man Radio, David Graham, he showed me how I could use this board I have to pump music in from one computer into Blog Talk Radio while using another computer to play host. And it's all going so smoothly. Thank you so much, David. I got a chance to put my parodies out there, and it's so cool. So maybe before the show's over, we'll throw out one more parody. But, hey, check out David Graham's. Paul Shanklin's parodies, paulshanklin.com. All right, back to the show now. We have another Marine who is the recipient of the Medal of Honor. I'm very proud. And did I mention that there are calls from the Republican, from the Democrat Party, for Obama to step down? I know a lot of you guys are reading the news and you're checking things out, but for those of you who are not, who are going through your busy day, there are calls from Democrats, whispers, screams for Obama to step down, maybe not run this time around. But I said yesterday that today we would focus on, if so, who would replace Obama? Who would be the candidate? Who could they possibly run? Who could they possibly represent? Who could they run to replace Barack Obama? I don't see anyone on the horizon. Certainly no one who could win. So tomorrow, during tomorrow's show, we're going to devote the whole hour of that show, well, as much of it as we can, to trying to figure out if Obama, let's say Obama did not run because his poll numbers are going to be down to like 10% by next year probably. So who would he possibly run? Southern Sense is in the house. Billy, Stay Mad Radio, Loki, UBMA, all my hosts and guests, Ned King's in the house. Pendleton Marines out of Camp Pendleton, California, Republican Marine out of Quantico, Alexander Solo, good man, good friend from Chicago, not Joe Biden. Joe Biden might run, but he's a clown. Everybody knows that. He won't make it. Now, James Carville, speaking out. People ask me what advice I would give the White House about various things. Today I was mulling over election results from New York and Nevada while thinking about that very question, what should the White House do now? One word comes to mind, James Carville says, panic. We are far past sending out talking points. Do not attempt to dumb it down. We cannot stand any more explanations. Have you talked to any Democrat senators lately? I have. It's pretty damn clear that they are not happy campers. This is what I would say to President Barack Obama. The time has come to demand a plan of action that requires a complete change from the direction you are headed. Ouch. James has put it down. James is laying down the law. But so many people are saying that there's no way that Barack Obama is going to change course. It's just not going to happen. But James Carville is saying that that's what Barack Obama should be doing. He should be changing course. Does anybody think for a moment that that's what he'd do? Certainly not. But it's out of James Carville's own mouth. So, we've got folks calling for Obama to step down. We've got James Carville demanding or suggesting that Obama should change course. A CNN deal came out. I'm going to go ahead and play the clip for you. I was going to read some of it for you, but it's better for it to come out of Carville's own mouth. Check it out. See if we can get it going here. It's coming, I think. Well, it's taking a long time. All right. James Carville, the Democrat strategist who serves as political contributor for CNN. Here it comes. Check it out. After this crash commercial.
The most headroom per dollar at any car in America.
Message.
For $10,990. The all-new Nissan Versa sedan. Innovation upsize. Innovation for all.
James, you've created quite a stir in this article you've written for CNN.com. Let me read a couple lines, and then we'll discuss. Among other things, you say this. What should the White House do now? One word came to mind, panic. And then you went on to say, this is what I would say to President Barack Obama. The time has come to demand a plan of action that requires a complete change from the direction you are heading. All right, what are you talking about?
Well, simply this, but we lost two elections Tuesday night. We lost 65 elections in November. The economy is sliding, not sideways. If anything, it's sliding back. Macroeconomic advisors say there's a one-third chance of going into another recession. You look at how crazy the opposition party is, cheering death and everything else, and you say, hey, we got to change direction here. We got to do something different. This is not working, not politically, not economically, not anything. So bring in a new team. And indicate to people that you get it. They understand that you were dealt a very tough hand, but you just keep playing the same hand over and over again. It's not working.
Because you have two specific recommendations in your CNN.com article, fire somebody and indict people. Let's talk about both.
Right.
What do you mean fire somebody? The president, who should he fire?
You know, when we lost all the seats in 1994, a lot of us got fired. I didn't have a consulting contract with the DNC. People, he made changes. That's what happens. That's what President Reagan did in 1980 when it wasn't starting out well. He fired John Sears and other people in his campaign. How many? He talks about Lincoln. How many generals did Lincoln fire? Even Rumsfeld lost his job. The Republicans fired Newt Gingrich. When things are not going well, I'm sorry that the coach, the manager, you know, this, we're both sports fans. You got to do something. You got to try to change direction here. And it just looks like the same people doing the same thing over and over again. And it's not working. And what I said on CNN has been repeated to me by Democrats all over the place. I feel guilty of, like, plagiarism almost. You talk to so many people that say the same thing. And I'm, you know, to some extent these are my feelings, but they are feelings that many, many, many people, and many people who like this president, many people who really want him to succeed feel.
But who he's not going to fire himself. He's not going to fire the vice president. So who does he fire? He's got a new chief of staff. Rahm Emanuel is gone.
Well,
he's got Bill Daley.
Right.
Who does he fire?
But he's got political advisors. He's got economic advisors. He's got cabinet members. I mean, I'm not privy on the inside to know, but some people have got to go. And it may be that they got to go unjustly, or maybe they're doing the best they can under the circumstances. That doesn't matter. You got to give people a signal out there that something's not working, and you're trying something else. You're right. The president can't.
All right, we're back with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. You know, James makes a lot of sense, but here's the deal. 1st, Obama is not going to change course. Is that my opinion? It seems to be a fact. He's not going to change course. First, he's too arrogant. He's too cocky. He doesn't believe that he's doing anything wrong. He believes that, hey, the reason why things aren't going well is because I haven't explained it well enough. We haven't communicated well enough to the people, i.e., we haven't conned them sufficiently. The deal is, this guy is a clown and neophyte. No matter how smart you are, and folks are saying that this guy's a brilliant, he's a genius, and he's the smartest man in the world, he's the smartest man they know, he's the smartest, he's a genius, he's a brilliant, he's a professor, he's this, he's that, he's God, he's Jesus, he's Lincoln and Roosevelt all rolled into one. All the intellect in the world doesn't make up for, you know, a lack of common sense. And the understanding that Americans, all Americans, are hardwired for freedom. Freedom. The freedom to do whatever the hell we want within the confines of the law. The freedom to choose whether we want to use a whole damn barrel of salt or none at all. The freedom to choose how much we want to eat or how less. For us, it's about freedom. And how arrogant of this president to come into office and think that he's going to fundamentally transform the United States of America just because he says so. Just because he can speak to a teleprompter and the teleprompter tells him what to say, he says it, and he's going to change this country from what it is and what it has been forever. And he's going to change it into a socialist utopia, a nanny state where we're being told what we can and cannot do, what we should and shouldn't do, where companies are told, auto companies are told that they shouldn't be making SUVs and trucks, that they don't understand the market, that more fuel efficient vehicles should be produced instead of these other vehicles, that SUVs and trucks have their place, that auto executives don't understand the market. Isn't that their job? It's this kind of attitude, this kind of elitist attitude that this guy has, that is the reason why his poll numbers are down in the dumps. It's the reason why he sucks all to be damned. How arrogant to come into this office, this great exalted office of the presidency of the United States, and think that you're going to tell us what to do and how to do it. I mean, we don't live in Europe where folks are easily led, where I guess in a couple of years you can change the cult, the whole culture, the whole history of a country and reshape it into something else. No, not here. Not here. Not here in the United States of America. It's not going to work out that way. I say we have maybe 10, maybe 20% of the American people who are socialists, true socialists, who want to rearrange America into a socialist country. And that's about it. And with those few people, it's just not going to happen. Tell you what, Mr. Obama, we like our things. We like our big cars. We like our damn cheeseburgers and our fries. We like the salt. We like eating whatever we want when we want. We like driving vehicles with damn combustible engines, big metal cars. We dig that. And we like doing whatever we want within the confines of the law. The whole damn country, our history as a nation is about doing what we want, is about freedom. And to think that you, Mr. President, you're going to come into office and pretty much dictate to us how things are going to be from here on out is the height of arrogance, and it has not worked. It hasn't worked, and it's not going to. And I don't understand for the life of me why he thought it would. It just doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense at all. So here we are in a situation where the President of the United States has made a complete ass of himself, a jackass, and his poll numbers are suffering. And that's where we are right here and now. And it's bad news. It's bad news for Mr. Obama. Yesterday was a bad day. Bad day for the president and his wide-eyed socialist utopian minions. The bad news started with everyone walking up to the huge, waking up to the huge Democrat losses for the House seats in New York and Nevada. And there was more bad news about the European Union, followed by more bad news about Obama's drops in the polls. Then, today, we have unemployment numbers going up again. How many times are you going to try to blame Bush for this mess? Then, his efforts to peddle his jobs creation bill to dumb down college students in North Carolina went nowhere. Nowhere. Except for a few co-eds who thought they were at a rap concert and got confused when they started shouting, "I love you," to the would-be rock star chief. Then there was the news about Obama's strongman David Axelrod reversing course and indicating the president would now consider options to his jobs bill, something totally 180 degrees different from the day before. But the topper had to be the news about Solar Gate. That's what it's being called right now, Solar Gate. Otherwise known as the Solyndra pay-to-play loan scandal. And that's why 9/14/11 may go down in history, as FDR said, as a day that will live in infamy. Yeah, it's a mess, and the guy's a mess. And with that, we're going to throw down we're going to throw down just one more parody, and then we're going to finish this off and then wrap up the show. You're on with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. We'll be right back.
And now, Halloween at the Obama household.
Trick or treat!
Hey, how are you kids doing? I guess you want some candy.
Yeah!
But first, I think you'll agree, we need some fundamental fairness in candy distribution.
What?
We need to spread the candy around so that it's fair for everyone.
Okay.
See, it works like this. First, I'll take all of your candy and put it into my bag. And now you're a pirate, just like the people on Wall Street, who represent nothing but corporate greed. And you're a princess, and princesses are rich, right?
Right.
And rich folks got that way by oppressing others.
Huh?
So out of this whole bag of candy, I think both of you deserve two pieces each.
But that's not fair. We've been walking around for hours.
Now, I never said there wouldn't be sacrifices. And don't you want to share your candy with the hobos and the clowns?
No. Why do you get to keep all our candy?
Because I represent the government. And I like milk duds. Happy Halloween.
But I'm not really a princess.
Come on, let's egg his house.
Hey, doesn't that just say it all? Doesn't that say it all? It sure does. It says it all right then and there. That's the way the guy feels. Now, back to the topic at hand. Why was yesterday such a big deal? It's the first day. It's the first day that a non Fox News Channel news outlet was able to get a scandalous story into widespread circulation. Way to go, Brian Ross and ABC. First time. Thank you, guys. And doesn't that tell a story as well? When you have ABC coming out and putting it out there. How often have we complained that the mainstream drive-by media, as Rush calls it, refuses to report what's really going on in the United States, in the government, with regard to this administration? Bravo, ABC. So what does this mean? It means for the 5% of the people in the mainstream media that still have some integrity and honesty when it comes to reporting the truth, they now have the yellow light, not the green, not yet, to stick their necks out and start reporting on the thousands of other scandals, miscarriages of justice, mismanagement, and other events that have been swept under the rug in favor of this administration. My guess is that Obama and his czars and central planners and agencies everywhere since that yesterday, more than any other day since Obama's coronation in January 2009, they sense that this is a day of reckoning. In fact, I think they more than just sensed it. I bet they were texting each other all day long on what this means for their grandiose plans of fundamentally transforming America and how to do it under the radar. So for sure, 95% of the journalists will circle the wagons and protect their investment in Obama. But for the first time, the other 5% in the mainstream media will take risk, mostly because this new scandal, quote, Solargate, end quote, will give them an opening they've not had. So go get them. Finally, we've got mainstream media coming out and reporting on Barack Hussein Obama. The guy is a failure. And the problem with his failure is that he doesn't want what's best for this great country. Jobless claims are still way over 400,000. I mean, how many weeks in a row? How many months in a row? This first time, I mean, jobless claims climbed by 11,000 to 428,000 in the week ending September 10th. That includes the Labor Day holiday. That includes those figures as well. From the Labor Department, showed today in Washington, economists surveyed by Bloomberg News projected a drop in claims by 411,000. It didn't happen. What is this guy going to do now? Is he going to blame Bush for this issue? Is he going to say, hey, it's not my fault? It's not my fault. The president needs an intervention. That's what he needs, an intervention. That pep rally he gave at North Carolina State in Raleigh on Wednesday, it confirms just one thing, that the president is grasping at straws to save his failing administration. And why is his administration failing? Because he wants a socialist utopia here in the United States. He wants the majority of citizens to be dependent upon government for all of their needs, for the majority of their needs, thus creating a permanent underclass and a permanent voting bloc for the Democrat Party, so that once Obama is swept out of office, there'll be others to come in and build on what he left behind. The problem is he's dragging Democrats down to the ground. Folks are running away from him, distancing themselves from Obama, from his administration. He's no longer the golden boy. As America is prone to do, we'll build you up, and then we'll bring you down, and we'll bring you down hard. So what's happening with this dude is he's being brought down, and he's being brought down hard. And thank goodness for that. As a member of the audience yelled at North Carolina State, "Barack, I love you," Obama shot back at, "I love you, and if you love me, you'll pass this bill. If you love me, you'll pass this bill." Twice. He said it twice. What the hell? If you love me, you'll pass this bill? Is anybody surprised that it's all about him, that it's all about Obama now? When just a couple of days ago, he said it wasn't about me getting a win. Let me go ahead and say that again. Some moron in the crowd at North Carolina State yelled to Obama, "I love you. Barack, I love you." Obama shot back, "I love you. And if you love me, you'll pass this bill. If you love me, you'll pass this bill." Are you kidding? His magic wand is wilted. There's no doubt, Billy. Billy writes in the chat room that Obama's magic wand is wilted. Magic wand has no magic in it. He's the guy behind the curtain. He's the Wizard of Oz. He's that old dude. Pay no attention. Pay no attention to what you see behind the curtain. That's what's happening there. It was clear from his slogan, saturated rhetoric, that Obama's words don't match his actions. Yet there's still a segment of the population that isn't turned off by his constant contradictions and blaming. Whenever his polls start dipping, the president heads to colleges to get an approbation fix. If he can just get the love of a few thousand minions, he can keep up appearances. Yet behind the smile, he's being reduced to a paranoid politico whose end is drawing near. Of that there is no doubt. The guy is an empty suit. And he's just about done. There are always going to be people out there, citizens out there, who are going to love this guy. I can't tell you. I have lost two friends just this week. And the week isn't over. There's still Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunday starts the new week. So I still have Friday and Saturday. I have lost two friends, two more. Well, I'll call these folks associates because I don't have a good thing to say about this guy other than the fact that he wears a nice suit. For me, I've cleaned house. I've cleaned house. I can't tell you how many socialists and Marxists and communists have come out of the woodwork in my family. So-called associates and friends, they've come out. They come out of the closet, as it were. This guy has mesmerized a certain segment of the population, but they're not enough. It's just not enough. He needs all of them, plus he needs all of the independents and maybe a few Republicans. Otherwise, he's pretty much done. Just this week, Obama launched his new smear watch website. I'm sure you guys know about it, called Attack Watch. Citizens snitching on fellow citizens, very reminiscent of the Weimar Republic's fall and Hitler's takeover, where folks were afraid to criticize Hitler for fear of retribution, where if they criticized Hitler and Hitler's regime or his policies, they might be locked up somewhere because somebody was going to tell. So now we have Obama basically, no, not basically, he's asking Americans to snitch on other Americans if they hear something that that they don't think is true. Snitching. How Orwellian is that? An editorial in the Washington Times said it best. Quote, attack watch, end quote, reinforces the sense that there is something not quite right about the O Force. Yeah, no doubt. He can't help himself. He's coming out of the woodwork. He's coming out of the closet. Building a national database of informants is the work of an obsessive, fearful, and desperate team. It reflects the strident insecurity of a leader who is not used to hard criticism. That was a quote from the Washington Times. Now, the National Database of Informants might be the National Civilian Security Force he talked about in his 2008 campaign, a high percentage of which are 18 to 24-year-old college students that he conned into believing every word that comes out of his mouth. A 12-step program may be what the president needs to admit he has an extreme dysfunctional need for praise. But chances are slim he'll take the advice. Instead, here's a tweaked version of a parody by an anonymous online author which reflects the Obama we see today. Number one, admitted I was powerless over nothing that I could manage to manage the country perfectly. Two, came to believe that there was no power greater than myself and the rest of the world was insane. Three, made a decision to have Americans turn their wills and their lives over to my care, even though they could not understand me at all. Number four, made a searching and fearless inventory of everyone I knew. Five, admitted to the world the exact nature of everyone else's wrongs. Six, was eternally ready to make others give me the respect I rightfully deserve. Number seven, demanded that others do my will because I'm always right. Eight, made a list of all persons who had harmed me and become willing to go to any lengths to get even with them. Nine, got direct revenge on such people where it's possible, except when to do so would cost me a jail sentence. Number 10, continued to take inventory of others, and when they were wrong, promptly and repeatedly told them about it. Number 11, sought through endless speeches to improve my relations with others, asking only that they do things my way. Number 12, and finally, having had a complete physical, emotionally, and spiritual breakdown as a result of these 12 steps, I blamed it on others and tried to get sympathy and pity in all my affairs. Hey, there you have it, folks. This is what Barack Hussein Obama is all about. Tomorrow we're going to devote the entire show to who, or most of the show to who would replace Obama. Who? Who could possibly replace him? I'd like for you guys to come in and talk about it, because it looks to me like folks are saying that, you know, he shouldn't be there anymore. He's pretty much done. I don't know. It doesn't look good, does it? But could he be the comeback kid? Could he come back? I don't know. It's not looking very good, is it? All right, guys. Have a great night. Thank you for coming into the show, everybody. Billy, guest, Alexander Solo, Southern Sense. Wow. We got a full house here tonight. A lot of guests, a lot of folks I bribed to come into the room. New, Net King, Loki, Pendleton Marine, Republican Marine, Kessler, Southern Sense was in here early. Good night, folks.
Somewhere
over the rainbow.
Over the rainbow. back to Chicago. Good night, folks. You're welcome, Billy. Thanks for coming in, man. Love you. Good night. God bless you all, and God bless the United
There's
States of America.
There's a land that I've heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, way up above the chimney tops, that's where you find me. I know somewhere over the rainbow,
birds fly.